good son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. That laugh was brought to you by my employer. Fucking retards. Oh, this is great. Oh, let's see here. I'll give you a quick update here. So, one of my co-workers who's in scheduling me assigns me something that some dumb fuck pawned off and then said that another one of my co-workers might not be able to fix the issue and, you know, just giving you a heads up that it might get assigned to you. I said, yep, if he can't, then I guess it'll get assigned to me. And I put laughing all the way after 12:08. And then he replies back, it took me a few seconds to recognize that date. And then I replied, who are you going to assign things to then? Ah, ha, 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 ha. And then he replies back, I'm already under enough stress as it is, then I saw that notice. My response, not to be a pessimist, but stand together or fall separate. Wow, that is a good saying. And then I said, it's going to get much worse until people wake up and realize what is happening. Oh, shit. So, I've already dropped the bomb on several of the companies that I do work for. And let's just say it wasn't received well. Oh, it's all good from my perspective, but it wasn't received well from the fact that we've been working with you for so long, we don't want to lose you. And I'm like, well, nothing I can do about it unless they back off. And otherwise, I'll be unemployed looking for a new job. Well, you make sure you give us a call. Well, I can't do that. I can't call you with the confidentiality agreements I have, but on the flip side of that, there's nothing stopping you from calling me. So, there you go. I still won't go through that shit. And I'm not going to be a scumbag, man. But it's their decision. If they want to reach out to me after this, then kumbaya. They're going to be in much better hands. If it's basically past the workaround game right now, where I work, how much worse do you think it's gonna get? They barely have competent people. I know you hear the echo. I'm walking around here, but you know, Joe Rogan has that funny, no matter what you think of the guy, he's got that funny skit where he talks about stupid people outbreeding the smart people. And it is going to come to a point where people aren't going to know how to do shit. They're not going to know how to do shit. This is why I collect books, too, on how to do shit. Because, you know, I can't remember everything, but I have books on organic gardening, books on building shit, books on, oh, here, let me just pull out this book here, which is an excellent book. It's called The Lost Ways. Yes, lots of excellent information in here, food gathering, how to do things, how they used to do it back in the day. If it didn't work, a lot more people would be dead. So, well, I got this awesome book called Build It Better. Just build it better yourself. I got cooking books. I got butchering books, even though I know how to butcher. It's still nice if you come across a pig in the wild or, you know. But once you learn how to gut and clean a deer, you can basically do any mammal. You know, those books are mainly what are the different cuts of meat. So, you know, when you're doing a deer, it's like, well, fuck, you got the 6 roasts on back. There's 3 roasts on the hind, and you got the back straps, which are really good. You got the tenderloins on the inside of the rib cage. And then, you know, you got the leg meat, the neck meat. That's basically good for stewing or making sausage. But, yeah, you get some nice steaks out of there. You'll get some venison steaks. So, anyways, I digress. I laugh. Yeah, I got a little bit of downtime. I actually have been doing some additional prep work around the house to get it ready. Talk to my folks today. I just laughed. I've come to a decision. So, you know, I talked to you guys yesterday about what I'm going to be doing. Today, I took off the rest of my PTO time. Because they've changed the law on that, if you don't know about that. It used to be vacation time and sick time. And if you got fired or you left a job, you'd get paid for your vacation time. Well, they've changed it all over to what's called PTO, personal time off. And legally, if you sit there and bank that and don't take it, they don't have to pay you for it. So I went through and I put in all my time off. So first week in November and into the second week in November, I ain't working. And that's the time that my folks are going to be moving back home with me. So I'll be getting shit done in the meantime. I just sit here and I laugh. I laugh at this. I told you guys, if you've been listening to your buddy at all, you know, throughout the time here. Back in 2006, I kind of had my wake-up call. I'm like, something ain't right here. What's going on here in the world? Something's kind of fucked up. And, yep, that's when I had my wake-up call and I started changing life and saying to my wife at the time, you know, we can't keep going like this. We got to make some changes. We got to get prepared for the future and what's coming because this isn't looking good. There's something going on here. Of course, those stuck in the matrix and, They're going to find out too late after the fact. So, yeah, they're going to wake up dead one day from the vax. Or they'll turn on the 5G and get fried or be under the control. They'll be trapped in a prison in their mind and their body's going to be doing things. They'll be an empty vessel for the AI, if you believe in that, which is basically the Luciferian beast. Oh, the system's all around us right now, but what do you do? So I just sit here and I laugh and I go, you know, que sera, sera, what may come, or whatever shall be, whatever that fucking song is. And, you know, like I said, I've lived like a pauper. Don't need much to live on. God is going to take care of me. That doesn't mean that I don't have to get out there and do the work. But I tell you, I was having a conversation with Widow last night, and I just said, you know, it's strange, but I feel like I've been nudged and guided to this point, to be where I'm at, to be able to take my elderly parents back into the house and give them a good place to live on their time, on their last days here, basically, to, I don't know, just sow good seeds. I live a fruitful life. Things are good. Even in this world of chaos and evil, you know. Well, you know, you're just going on what you got and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm stocked up on stuff, but no, more so what I'm saying is the mindset that I have. Because I've chosen to live my life not beyond my means, but well under my means, to pay attention to the world, the things around me, to see things, to be able to step out of the way of danger. I told you the story a little bit ago about this woman at one of the sites that I go to, and she had just got married to this guy. They bought a $400,000 house on a river somewhere. Saw pictures of it. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Then that site said, if you want to work here, you got to get vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated, you got to wear this slave mask all the time. And I said, don't do it. Don't do it. Next time I saw her, I'm like, did you do it? Yeah, I did it. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. I didn't say that out loud, but I'm like, oh, okay. So that person's dead to me now, just to let you know. Any of these people, this is why, like, Blondie, dead to me. She took it. These people that have taken it aren't worth my time. They're done. I have no respect for them. They have no ability to critically think. And this is why it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse until these people start dying off. But what do you do? What do you do? Steel yourself. Put on the armor of God the best you can. The helmet of salvation. The shield of faith. The sword of the word. You know, the gird your loins, all that stuff. Read a couple Bible passages. Oh, what the heck was that? Oh, yeah, Jude, the book of Jude. What a small book that is, but how interesting that book is. I'd recommend giving it a read. It's like a page and a half. It's only got a few frickin' sections in it. Super quick read, very good. No, I'm not even going to paraphrase it right now. It's it talks about, well, okay, a little bit. It talks about the wicked and stuff. And isn't it interesting how when you come across these things, it all fits. It all clicks into place. Why? You know, you could open up like Shakespeare and read a passage and it would fit. Nah, I don't think so. But anyways, oh, what time is it? You know what? I'm going up to the watering hole tonight, and I'm going to have me some beers, and I'm going to hang out with my buds. What else? Oh, yeah, I got that motorcycle seat all cleaned up, if I didn't tell you that. I'm going to run over and get some stuff. I'm going to clean out that gas tank. You know, the best thing that I found looking, besides bringing it to somebody and paying somebody, is that motorcycle tank. You get this stuff. You can buy it at the dollar stores or like Walmarts or wherever. And it's called the Works. It's toilet bowl cleaner. And you basically cap off your gas tank, so to speak, you know, where the Pepcac is and some of the other ports on there. You get those sealed up and you pour this shit in there and you let it go for 24 hours. You shake it up. It's hydrochloric acid, I think, is what it is. But you also want to mix it with a little bit of water. And after, you know, you shake it up, you shake it up, you shake it up. And after you're done, you got to quickly put some water in there with baking soda, kind of neutralize that acid. And I'm talking quickly. Also, get this stuff called like Merv's or Marv's Miracle Oil, whatever it is. You put that in there and you coat the tank with it. Okay? And then you put some gasoline in there and swish that around. And tank will be coated at that point in time and should be basically rust-free. So I'll get that done. Otherwise, I can pay somebody $180 to do it. But then they actually paint the inside of it with the stuff. Like, you know, we can use two different kinds. One, we got to put it in an oven, but it'll wreck your gas tank paint. I'm like, you ain't fucking wrecking the gas tank paint. I said, I know I can do it myself, but I was just like, you know, maybe I'll pay for it if it's reasonable. But that's $180 to do that and driving and all that shit to go to the place. And I'm like, nope, I'm just going to do it myself. I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands, I feel, coming up here. And so I've already ordered some of the things that I need for working on that cycle. I'll get that done. I'll be working on it throughout the winter. I also got to pick up like a garage heater because I'm in a little bit of a northern climate and it does get a little chilly where I'm at. So, ooh, I sat next to this really cute hottie. When was that? Sunday or Monday, whatever it was. I went up to the watering hole and had a drink, and this woman sitting there playing this online game deal. And I go, are you winning? It was like I don't know, like a slot machine type deal that they do where I go. And she goes, no, not so much. And I go, you mind if I sit down and just have a smoke here? No, you know. And I'm like, well, you're quite the loner out here, you know. Your buddy Tal Gale's just talking to her. And she's like, well, yeah, you know, I am a loner and I don't like to be around people too much and stuff. And so just had a good conversation with this woman. So we'll see. Your buddy was up there a few nights ago, too. And there's three women over there that are like, oh, Tagyo, how you doing? I haven't seen you for a while. How are you? Well, you haven't seen me because you haven't been here. I come here drinking just about every fucking night. Just, you know, make it through this life. Kidding. I'm not an alcoholic. I can quit anytime I want. But you know what's funny is I went in there the other day and one of my veteran buddies sitting down. And within about a half an hour, I just got this smile on my face and just hanging around. We're all bullshit. And he goes, boy, when you first came in here, you kind of had a sourpuss attitude. Is it because you won at pull tabs? Because I won a couple $100. And I go, no, it's the fucking beer that makes me happy. Oh, shit. No, I like to tie one on every once in a while. Not all the time, because I like to keep my wits about me. But there are certain times where, you know, you just need to cut loose a little bit. Well, you guys have heard Drunk Time with Taugio. I'm sure there'll be another installment of that in the near future. Oh yeah, by the way, a couple years ago, your buddy got into winemaking. And I got some jugs of some kick-ass fucking wine that I made. I made this cranberry wine. And I got 3 gallons of it. I got 2 half gallons and a 2 gallon jug, and I had another half gallon jug. And I popped that open about a year ago over Thanksgiving. Holy shit, was that good! Just a little nipple, do ya, boy? I'm talking, you take a shot glass of that, and you got instant happiness. The alcohol content in that is fucking up there. So yeah, when I have some more downtime, I'm probably actually going to start doing that again. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, I think, you know, I positioned myself pretty good to the point where, you know, right now, I think I actually work too much. I do. I sit here and I go, man, fucking days are getting away from me because I'm working. I don't need all the money I make. No, if I fucking snag a few part-time jobs, I'll be doing just fine. And I think what my thought is to, depending on what happens with these people that I do work for, I think there's a way to still put culpability on the company that I work for, but yet reduce their costs drastically and still be the guy to help take care of them and make money that way. So, I've been thinking about this for a long, long time. Me love you long time. Tout beaucoup, c'est la boy. Anyways, you know, these are just rants. I just fucking talk to you guys, man. It keeps me sane. And then I go cut loose and have a few beers, and then I go back at it, and I get insane again, and then I cut loose, and you know how it goes. So now I'm just killing a little bit of time. I'm going to go shower in a few. Scrubby, scrubby, my rub-a-dub-dubby. And head over and sniff around over there. Well, hey, aren't you in a relationship with a widow? Yeah. You know, I like her. Last night, she told me she loved me, which is very nice. It's nice. And she goes, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I love you. And I go, that's nice. And I appreciate that. And then I stroked her face and I said, well, I want you to know that there's love there. And but I didn't say I love you. I can't. Can't and I won't. Nope. Can't and I won't. It's just the way it is. I told you boys that your buddy is broken. And the moment that you you give them any kind of power, I don't care if they're like Mother Teresa, even though you wouldn't want to have any kind of fun with that on a wild side. But what I'm saying is you got to keep them in check at all times. All times. I realize I'm a man, I'm a sinner. But you know what? Following the path of righteousness and godliness as close as you can doesn't mean you're going to have a comfortable life. Doesn't mean it. But I tell you that living with those principles and having a good work ethic is going to bring you a long way in this life. Now, for those of you, which I doubt are very few, which are probably very few of you, that have actually taken the vaccine, sorry for you, you fucked up. It's like that scene from Animal House. You fucked up. You trusted us. Oh, shit. If you can't see the fucking fuckery and evil that's out there right now and how it wants to prey on everything, you know, it's all about fucking people over. Like my ex, she'd rather steal a dollar from me than work to make $100, you know. Well, she stole a lot more than that from me. And, you know, unfortunately, my kids pay the price too, so it is what it is. They're adults and they've made their choice on how they're living their life, and not a gosh darn thing their daddy can say to them. So I'm not daddy anymore. I'm not even dad, for God's sakes. I'm like the sperm donor. Yep. So I don't donate sperm, gentlemen, at all to any woman. Not at all. So, well, unless they want to swallow. But I always wear a rubber, for God's sakes. Anyways, yeah, nothing else going on right now. Just killing a little time.
Going to jump in the shower, shower. Getting a bunch of emails from work. I just thought it was funny. I'd share that. Maybe, depending on what happens tonight, who knows? You might hear again from me. I'm going to whip this one together, throw it up there. Maybe before I go. Still got to shower and get cleaned up. We'll throw her into post-production and see what happens. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love that comment. Who the hell made that comment? Was that, I can't pull it up right now. One of you guys made the comment. Well, holy shit. This time he just signed off and he signed off. He didn't fucking keep going on and on and on like he normally does. He must be busy. Yes. Yes, I am busy, but right now I have a few minutes of downtime. A few minutes? It's like a half an hour fucking rant. Whatever. And, you know, I do appreciate the comment, because I got it, where you called, yeah, you're kind of cracked and insane, or whatever you said. Now, I appreciate the one desire for, like, he's, you know, watch what you say. Now, you don't have to keep anybody else in line, gentlemen, except for yourself, okay? I wasn't offended by it. You know what I've gone through? Those that have been listening for a long time, went through a little spat with some dumb fuck, can't even talk reason, some liberal fucker, probably fucking dead or took the vax, not worried about it. You can sit there and try to reason with these people. Because I don't want to see people fail and fall, but you know what? They're going to. And this has been a very educational for me and aligning of my spirit, personality, lots of different things, to come into alignment and to realize that some people are going to fall. Some people are going to fail. There's nothing you can do about it except for sound the alarm. That's it. Give a warning. Hey, the path you're going down, the bridge is out. And by the way, the edges of that sign are fucking sharp, you know. You got to let them fail. And sometimes it's to their worst detriment, up into including death. But you're not responsible for that shit. You're only responsible for said self. Oh, that sucks. What the fuck? I bought 3 lemons and one of them has rotted away. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that's because, you know, I wander around my house as I'm talking to you guys. I'm like, yeah, I can pick up and move that. That can be organized over there. This can be, you know, I got fucking folks moving back in with me. And I'm going to have to take care of them. And yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be interesting. But you know what? Life is service, gentlemen. My folks got me off to a great start. I fucked it up early on by marrying the wrong woman, and I've paid my penance, and I've come back stronger than ever. And where my folks are heading, I'll eventually be heading to. You got a finite time here on this planet, so it's yours to do with what you want, to make the best of it. I just highly recommend that you don't take the dark side, and that you actually create while you're here. Don't tie yourself in too deeply with anybody else. I mean, yeah, you got family, but let me tell you, sometimes family is not thicker than blood, right? Or water's not thicker than blood, whatever that fucking saying is. You got to be self-reliant in this world. You can team up with other people. You can build things together. I don't recommend you building anything with a woman unless you have full control over it, and that you're not tied in deeply with that woman, where should you decide to part ways, that
the fruits of your labor can be stolen. No, no. It's for a man to keep control of that shit. And it's for you to, if you choose, share with a woman. But never, under any circumstances, let that shit spin out of your control. But we're at a point in time where it doesn't fucking matter anyways. I mean, your buddy tell you, hey, keep your shit out of the system, guys. Don't keep too much in there, you know. You know, get the precious metals you need. And, you know, even in the Bible, though, I think it's in Revelations at the end. I can't remember exactly where it is. But it says in the end times, even people with the gold and silver will be running to the ocean and throwing it in there because it's worthless. You know, it might have some value, but I think what truly that passage talks about is that, you know, this materialism and hoarding, because you've given up the most precious gift of all if you don't have that relationship with your Creator. Now, I don't want to offend anybody, but my flavor of choice is God, first of all, and Jesus, as, you know, Jesus is not the one that grants salvation. He leads you to the Father that gives you the salvation. So, to worship Jesus is not really what you want to do. I mean, you pray, you can pray through him and stuff, and ask for guidance, but God is the one. Don't make Jesus God, because Jesus is not God. Well, I beg to differ theologically. You know, he's the Son of God, which means that he's part God and all. I'm not going to get into an argument. Just know where your priorities are. I mean, if you listen to Jesus, none shall make it to the Father except through me, right? So, Jesus always acknowledged, and he never said he was God, but he acknowledged that his is the way, the truth, and the life. Anyways, I don't want to go off on too many more semantics. Now I've run out of time. Probably ain't going to get this up until later. Probably only going to be one audio unless I splice something to the end of this. Gentlemen, have a great day. Remember, there is an art to going your own way. There. You got the second round.